Picked off by DeBrincat. Back the other way to Cahoon. Got a step on Cromwell. Over the red wing line. Down the right wing. Put it to Strome. And finish it. He scores! Dylan Strome crashing the net. Picks up his second point in the game. And a sweet feed from Cahoon from near the bottom of the right wing circle to the goal mouth. There was Strome to knock it past Bernier. And it's 2-0 Hawks.
3-2-1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. 8:45, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. And thank you, MB. Dylan Strome back on the show. Apparently last time you were on it went well because we've invited you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Either that or you scored a bunch of goals and we wanted to talk to you.
Well, either is good, I guess, right, Steve?
Yeah, it is good. And congratulations, man. You're on fire.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, 7 in a row. What's different? And by the way, I asked head coach, when was Colleton on? Is it last Wednesday?
Yeah.
I asked Coach Colleton last Wednesday, I said, are you a genius? Or is this just starting to come together? And he said, well, I'm certainly not a genius. So, Dylan, is he a genius?
He's a smart guy, for sure. I think he definitely knows what he's talking about. And I think what we're doing on the ice is proving that, I think. He's implemented something that we've been trying to work towards, and I think it's kind of clicking now, and the results are becoming there. So he's obviously a very smart guy, and we're trying to follow what he's implementing to us.
You know, when it's not going well, a two-line tape-to-tape pass is picked off and a goal is scored. When it's not going well, guys blow assignments. When it's not going well, goalies let bunnies in. When it's not going well, it's not going well. Why is it going so well now?
I think it's just we're kind of coming together at the right time, I think. We kind of realized where we were in the standings, and any team in the Western Conference is kind of, still in the playoff race. And we kind of realize that if we win a bunch in a row here, we're either going to be in the playoffs or just out and really close to knocking on the door. So, I think we kind of just dialed it in. And after we lost those two games to New Jersey and New York, I think we kind of just turned a corner. And we really went on a good stretch. We wanted to have a couple good games before the break. We did. And then we kind of just came back from the break with a lot of energy and started out great in Buffalo. And it's kind of just carried on. So it's been a lot of fun to play. And I think it's just where we realize is where we are in the standings with how much time's left. And the guys here want to win. So it's fun to be a part of.
And I'm lowering my number. My number is now 89 points. Normally it's 93, 95.
Yeah.
I was saying 90 points to get in. I think the last spot is 89 points. By the way, I'm not even sure the Hawks are the last spot. They may be the other wild card. They may be the first wild card the way they're playing now. So, obviously you got to keep it up. Dave.
Dylan, first of all, congratulations on being the third star of the NHL this week. And 9 points in your last four games. You go back to November when you came over to the Blackhawks, and it was a fresh start for you. Could things have worked out any better for you?
Thanks, Dave. Things are going pretty well right now, I guess. I'm having a lot of fun. We're winning games. Obviously, it started off a little bit rough. I think just everyone kind of getting used to Jeremy still and trying to figure everything out. But, personally, I think I was getting a lot of opportunity. Now I'm on the first power play. And I think things are kind of clicking now. So, it's obviously been going pretty well for myself. But can always be better, can always improve. So I'm just going to try to keep pushing and keep helping this team try to get to the playoffs. I think that's everyone's goal, and that's definitely my goal.
Hey, Dylan, I know your parents were just in town, and they got to see a few wins, which is nice. Do they prefer visiting you in Arizona, or do they like coming to Chicago?
Well, I think for the weather, they like going to Arizona, but I think in general, they like going to Chicago. They were, I've never seen them so happy before. They were, they'd never been to a Chicago game. They went to the Winter Classic, but they never went to the UC yet. And, for a game, we were there actually for my brother's draft in 2017. So we got to witness that there at the UC, which was pretty cool. But they love Chicago. They they love the food there. They love they drove to the actually from Toronto, so it was about 6.5 hours. They made it there no problem. So I think that was something they liked. I think they just the atmosphere in the rink is unbelievable, and it's second to none in the NHL. It's such a fun rink to play in, and I guess to watch a game too. They loved it. So no, they're happy, and they definitely said they're coming back. And you know, I guess I played pretty well when they were there, so hopefully they come back more.
Yeah.
You know, I think the climate is pretty similar, Toronto and Chicago, right? I mean, I've spent some time in Toronto, but I think it's the same kind of weather, isn't it?
Yeah, very similar.
All right, tell your parents to stop complaining and come to more games.
I will, actually.
Dylan, you have settled in really nicely on the second line. For you, what does it mean to have a productive second line? Because obviously your success has given a chance for Taze and Kane to play together on one line. So what's it mean for the team that you're having success on the second?
Yeah, I think it's definitely good for any hockey team to have that depth of two lines that really scoring, and even three lines. We've had three lines chipping in, and even that a fourth line got a huge goal in Edmonton for us. That kind of kickstarted that third period. So every line's been scoring, and I think the second line, if you know, usually there's a bunch of good players in the first line that you know are known to score in this league and make a bunch of plays, and they're going to get their opportunities. It's tough, every night to do the same thing, but if they have that second line with the support and with us getting chances, I think it opens stuff up for them. Maybe the their team plays their first D pair against us sometimes, and it frees up them to the odd time. So I think there's definitely a lot of benefits to having a second line that's getting a lot of chances and hopefully putting them in. So I think if we can just continue to do that, that's going to just free up those guys even more, and they're gonna make their plays, and they're gonna score. It's what they've been doing their whole career. So if we can help them out a little bit, I think it goes a long way.
We've talked before about your history with Alex DeBrincat, but what about Dominic Cahoon and the progress he's made lately?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to play with. They're both little guys that like to get in there and aren't afraid to throw their weight around and win a battle. So they definitely get in there and win pucks back, and I think that's a huge part of the game is when we dump it in or when we don't have anything coming in off the rush, they find a way to get pucks back, and I think it makes when one guy wins a battle, it makes the other two guys' lives a lot easier. So he's been playing great. He makes a ton of good plays in a game, just little things that you don't even really realize, where he's finding a way to chip a puck off the boards or up the wall or something that just frees up so much ice. So a lot of fun to play with, and he's getting rewarded with a bunch of points now. I think someone said he's tied with Kotkaniemi now and someone else. So he's obviously doing well in the rookie scoring race.
You mentioned your brother, the Strome brothers. Dave, the Wright brothers, the Marx brothers,
sure,
the Baldwin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The Strome brothers tearing it up in the NHL. Your brother's a Ranger, right?
Yes, he is.
And the Flyers have Matthew in the organization?
Correct, yeah. He's in the OHL right now, but he's drafted by Philadelphia.
That's got to be fun. Got to be fun, man. And, of course, you're the big brother scoring more goals, and I assume you rub it in.
No, I don't. I think we're all very supportive. But maybe in the summer when we play some ball hockey, I might be like that.
That's what I'm talking about. We have a question from a listener in the MB Financial Bank. Listener question. And Sandra Rolnjak from Schaumburg wins an autographed Chicago Blackhawks puck. Says, spring's right around the corner. You just mentioned ball hockey. What's some of your other favorite outdoor activities?
I love to golf in the summer, actually. I'm a big golfer. Me and my brother, both my brothers, actually, and my parents kind of picked it up not too long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And we all got a membership now at a course back home in Mississauga. So we all kind of, it's a good family outing whenever we get to do that. So, my mom loves it now, and her and my dad do it all the time. So I think it's definitely brought our family closer. And there's definitely some arguments out there, but, what kind of family would it be without any arguments? So.
Is this like a roundabout way for you to try to get me to take you to a nice golf course in Chicago?
Well, if you're offering, then I'm definitely in.
Absolutely, man. And congratulations. Keep it going. Looking forward to this week, and I'll see you guys Saturday night.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks. There you go. Thanks.